I tēnei wā e tātou mā, ka tāhuri a ki tātou ki te waia kōrero, ki te pōhiri mai i tō tātou manuhiri mo tēnei haura a kuia ko Kioni Mahiluna e kōrero ana mo tēnei o ngā pūmana o tautono. Kōrero Māori, engari mo tēnei wā me tāhuri a ki tātou ki te hakatau e aia. Tēnā koe, Kioni.
O, tēnā koe, ho, te hea oi.
Kei te pai, pai rawa atu e konei. So can you just give us a little bit of kōrero about the kōrero Māori app and where the thought to create this app came from?
Oh, yeah, okay, that's that's a good question. kia ora to all the listeners out there. I'm sure they would have heard me every now and again on the radio for the last 4 years. Yeah, Kōrero Māori came about because, you know, we were looking at what the future looks like for te reo Māori. And certainly nowadays, all the rangatahi are on their phones, they're on all these games and things, Fortnite, what have you. And all of these things are just in English. And if we want our Indigenous languages to have a place in the future, they're going to need to be on these apps and on these devices. And so we thought to ourselves, well, Google doesn't provide Te Reo Māori as a service, and no one else does. And actually, they don't do it because there's no economic benefit for them to do it.
Okay.
Sometimes these corporates might do things for Indigenous people because they want to feel good about themselves. but for us, it's actually about owning that and leading that and having sovereignty over that type of innovation. So that's why we started Kōrero Māori, is because we said, oh, well, Māori are the ones who need to build this technology and to provide it to our people. And so no one else was doing it. And we thought, oh, yeah, why not? Why not give it a go? It's a bit of an ambitious project, but actually we've done quite well.
Kia ora, Kioni, and Joel Tene. I'm mihi atu kia koutou. Kia koro atahi ko Peter Lucas i rotu i o kōrua mahi. Ki te waihanga I tēnei pūmanawa tautono. So congratulations to you both for achieving Aye. And receiving an amazing acknowledgement, a commendation for the work that you have done. So tell us a little bit about where after all your travels around the world and sharing it, where would you like to go to from here with that kaupapa of Kōrero Mai?
Just since you mentioned the awards, you know, I wanted to say something about that. And, what did we apply to? The Aotearoa Tanga Award. I think, and you know, what we learned by visiting Oxford University and University of Cambridge and even speaking with Mozilla, who are doing something similar in terms of crowdsourcing corpus to teach machines a language. What we learned is that, like, we have something unique in the far north at Tehiku Media. We've been working in the community for the last 25 or 30 or so years, and it's really the community that make up our organization, because if it wasn't for Auntie Lenny bringing up this morning and having a kōrero, you know, and Uncle Hector and everyone who contributes to being on the radio and doing the live streams, it's the community that makes our organization,
Definitely, and it is a massive, we need to massively acknowledge the 2,000 people that jumped on board to help bring this kaupapa to life, especially with the whakatatai that she's had for Kōrero Māori. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about the help of our community to actually bring to life these kind of projects?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, even like, for example, when we do, live stream kapa haka, I mean, yeah, we're there to put our face on the camera and, you know, and film all the students and everything, but you got to think about the community that's actually behind putting on the Tai Tokerau Festival, right? You have the Waitangi committee, you've got all these teachers volunteering, whānau volunteering, you know, coming together to put on these events. And it's the same thing, you know, when we done our Kōrero Māori Corpus campaign, it was the same thing. You know, we had a young Māori in Australia who wanted to do it, and she actually created her own little, like, online roku and did, like, these Instagram campaigns. I think her name is Hannah. Kia ora, Hannah, if you're listening. And she actually got like six people around her
just to
join her at Ōpū and to compete. So, you know, that's someone like taking their own little community initiative to help with our larger community initiative. And then we had, we had some other people. They read every sentence.
Yeah.
We had nearly 4,000 sentences, and they read nearly every one. And that's just, you know, that amount of time that, you know, they would have put in, that would be more than 14 hours of reading, you know, and mahalo nui loa to them and for their efforts. And yeah, but we wouldn't be here without the community. And that's what a lot of these other organizations actually lack, is a strong community that they work with. I mean, Google hasn't even been around for 30 years, you know what I mean? And so we, as an organization, Seek Media has been around longer than Google. And we've been working in the language community for that time. So it actually, you know, there's a sense of trust as well that we build just through our mahi and how we look after each other and how we look after the data and the kōrero and all these things. And that we've learned that is so critical in doing what we're doing. And what we're doing is, you know, we're looking at how can we use data, Māori data, to provide more opportunities for our people and to safeguard our tinoranga tiritanga into the future.
Awesome.
Oh, ka pai, Kioni, you know, we're getting out of there that it's not simply yourselves, as I've been acknowledging, as yourself and Peter Lucas, and you're really giving it back to the people. And if it wasn't for those people who put in all those efforts, then it would merely just be a project and that would be unfulfilled. Yeah. So one last kōrero to you, if you have any final kōrero in regards to this kaupapa.
No, I mean, it's just started, you know. We've done quite a lot, but it's just the beginning. Like, there's so much more. So, I mean, if anyone out there is listening, you know, go to kōreromaori.com and you can do some readings or you can listen and review some recordings. Also, if you have to transcribe anything that's in Te Reo Māori, we have a website, kōreromaori.io. It's in beta, which means it's free for the whānau, iwi to use. To do their mahi, it actually, you can upload an audio file and it'll transcribe it. It'll transcribe all the Te Reo Māori, and it does a pretty good job depending, you know, who the kai kōrero is. I can say that it needs to listen to more native speakers so it can do a better job there. But yeah, so that's my final thing is haere ki kōreromaori.com me kōreromaori.io.
Oh, ka pai, Kioni. I didn't know that the website was actually already transcribing into Te Reo Māori. It's an awesome kaupapa to see, and I want to actually acknowledge you and Peter Lucas and the mahi that you have done other than our community, because we have our listeners that are listening day in and day out, and they already know the journey that yous have travelled in regards to this kaupapa. So I do just want to give you another big mahi before you head off. So, yeah, kia pai te roanga, kia o tōra, kia oni.
No, tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi hoki atu ki a koe. Koera te reo o Kioni Maheloni, e pāna ki tēnei kōrero, ako kōrero mai, mēnā e hihiana e tahi atu hakiritinga e pāna ki tēnā, kōreromaori.com.